Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, praise
amen,
the Lord.
Amen, amen.
We come to bless you this morning. We come to honor you. We come to thank you on Bible Storyland that you are faithful.
Yes,
you come through for us every week. We are grateful to you, O Most High. Lord, I thank you for the families that come on daily. I thank you for the people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus and Father God, we pray against destruction in our land. We bind and cast out the spirit of Apollyon, Abaddon, in the name of Jesus. We are redeemed from destruction. We break the curse
Amen.
Of death in our family, in our bloodline, in Jesus' name. We renounce all pride that will open the door for destruction. Rescue our souls from destruction, O God. Send your word and deliver us from destruction. The destroyer
yes,
does not come into our lives or our family's lives in the name of Jesus. The destroyer cannot destroy our property. We are delivered from destruction that wastes at noonday. There is no wasting or destruction within our borders. We enter into at the straight gate, and we will not walk in the path that leads to destruction. We bind the spirit of mammon that leads to destruction. We will keep our mouth and avoid destruction. We bind
yes, Lord.
The spirit of poverty that leads to destruction. We rebuke all destruction from our gates in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we close up any breaches in our lives that would give Satan and demons, oh God, access to us in the name of Jesus. We pray for every broken hedge in our lives, oh God, to be restored in the name of Jesus. We stand in the gap and make up the hedge. We repent and we receive forgiveness for any sin that has opened the door for any spirit to enter and operate into our lives. We are rebuilders of the wall and repairers of the breach. We renounce
yes,
all breach that caused the breach in the name of Jesus. Bind up all breaches in the name, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let every breach be stopped in the name of Jesus. Let our walls be salvation and our gates be praise. We pray for a hedge of protection around our mind, around our body, around our finances, around our possessions, and around our family. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are great and mighty. You are high and holy. Be lifted
yes,
up, our King, King of kings, Lord of lords, Lord God Almighty. You are awesome in all your ways. You are most powerful, God. And we are dependent on you. And, Father, even as we move forward on Bible Storyland, we can't do it without you. We're dependent on you. We are trusting in you. You're all powerful. You're all knowing. And we call
yes.
upon your mighty name today, Lord God. Your name is powerful. Your name is holy. Your name is powerful. Supernatural God. No God is greater. No God is holier than you, our King. We bless you this morning. We praise you today in Jesus' name. Well, good morning,
Amen.
Bible Storyland. As we continue this morning, we have Karen Artell from Houston, Texas, will play a praise song for us. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. And I'm going to do Victory in Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I thank the Lord. That was beautiful, Karen.
Yes, yes.
In Jesus, victory in Jesus. We can't have victory no other way. We only have it in Jesus. We think we have victory by ourselves, but it's the Lord that gives us victory. His high right hand, his holy arm, his strong hand gives us victory over the enemy, over death, hell, and the grave. So we are thanking the Lord this morning. It is Senior Citizens Day. We are honoring the King of Kings. On Senior Citizens Day, we are honoring his divine presence. He is the shepherd of senior citizens. He has given the senior citizens abundant life. He is our king and the ruler of our nation. He is our father who carefully formed us and placed us in our mother's belly. He made sure the seed of our fathers was guided by him. He has watched over us morning, noon, and
yes.
night. And he still does so many great things for us, his children. Now, when we are his children, and he calls us by his name,
yes,
he
Lord.
Calls us. And I thank God that he calls us his sons and daughters. But when he calls your friend, that's very special. So I thank the Lord this morning that we are blessed and highly favored. And we are grateful that we serve a great God. And there's nothing that he don't know about us. We have no secrets from God. He knows everything about us, our name, our address, our social security number. Nothing is hidden from him. So we are blessing the Lord this morning for the senior citizens who have abundant life from God, those that are saved and those that are not saved. Senior citizens have abundant life from God, our Father. Well, we have a mighty woman of God on with us this morning. One of my friends, she lives in Jacksonville, Florida. She's a mighty prayer warrior, an intercessor, a woman of God. I'm looking for, I did see a number on here, Sister Annette Brown. Let me see. Thought I saw her on here a minute ago. Sister Annette, are you on? Press 1. Okay, she's not on right this minute. Okay, but she will be on. There's Minister Donna Hawkins is on with us this morning. Well, we're going to continually moving along. And you know what? The Word of God is so powerful.
Sharp amen.
Sword. Can you imagine a two-edged sword and how sharp it is? The Word of God is sharper than that. It cuts going and coming. And you know, I mean, everything in us that's not like him, it just cuts it out of us. You know, it's like a spiritual surgery. We don't have to go to the physical doctor for this one. All we got to do is go to Dr. Jesus, and when he performs the surgery, and when we read his Word, oh, yeah, everything that's in us that's not like him. When we surrender, oh, yeah, he cut it all out of us, all evil. You know, we were born in evil from our mother's womb. And so God
Amen.
Had surgery on us to get us straightened out, fit for his kingdom. We weren't just born fit already. He got to do some spiritual surgery. Well, you know, in his word in Psalms 121, it says that, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from evil, from all evil. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve our souls. The Lord shall preserve thy going in and thy coming out from this time forth and forevermore. Isn't he a great God? He does all wonderful things for his people. He keeps us in his almighty palm now. I thank God that he's awake 24/7, 365 days of the year. He is aware of you and you and you and me. He's aware of who we are. Yeah, he formed us. He shaped us long time ago as seniors, but he hasn't forgotten who we are. Even the promises that he promised shall come forth. He's a mighty king. So, you know, we got to look to the heaven. It's time that seniors look heavenward. As we grow older as children of God, we begin to think more and more about where we're going to spend eternity. So we got to look upward as our Father's in heaven. And so, you know, we call upon his name. Psalms 123:1 says, "Unto thee I will lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens." Yep, he's in the heaven and he's on earth. We serve a mighty God. Now, you know, there's no place that he is not. So this morning we're going to sing songs of praise and exaltation to our Lord, our Savior. We have with us this morning Minister Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. She's going to sing for us this morning. Good morning, Minister Donna Hawkins. How are you?
Good morning, Minister Jean. Oh, I am doing great. I tell you what, God is so good. He's so good. I just can't tell it all.
I know. We missed you. We missed you. What are you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing "I Will Trust in the Lord." Last week I took my mom to Louisville, and everybody was so glad to see her. It just made her day, and she was honored. They gave her a dozen white roses, and it just made her day. It made me feel good that she felt good. Mama's 89, and she wasn't able to travel last year, but she did here, and it was wonderful. So we just have to keep trusting in the Lord. He has all the answers.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die, till I die. I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die, until I die. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die, until I die. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right till I die. I'm going to see God for myself. I'm going to see God for myself. I'm going to see God for myself when I die. When I die, to see God for myself. I'm going to see God for myself. When I die.
Amen. 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 We're going to trust in the Lord until we die. We're going to call on his name like never before. We're giving him glory, praise, and honor. And I thank God we have victory in Jesus. Well, we do have Sister Annette on with us this morning. She's going to say a song. I mean, say a prayer for the senior citizens. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Sister Annette Brown. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, praise God, and you?
Doing great. Thank God for you being on. Well, will you say a prayer for the senior citizens this morning?
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Oh, God, we bless your name this morning. We give you glory, honor, praise, power, majesty, and dominion, God. And we say thank you this morning. Lord, truly, if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, Lord God, where would we be? And so we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And, Lord, we thank you for the seniors, Lord God, and we ask you to bless them. Father, we pray that your mercy and grace abound toward your people in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to lift up a standard for the seniors. Lord, you see the plots, the snares, the traps that have been set for the seniors, Lord God, the scams. Oh, God, we cry out for mercy this morning for the seniors in the name of Jesus. And, God, we ask you to bless the widows, oh, God, Father. We ask you to provide them with extra money, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Comfort and strengthen their heart. We ask you to comfort and strengthen the bereaved, oh, Father, God of all mercy, God of all comfort. We cry out to you this morning on behalf of the seniors. And, Lord, we ask you to bless their money. Oh, Father, as many people have retired, and, Father, you know the resources that they have. We pray that you would touch the hearts of people to give unto their bosoms, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Cause men to give unto their bosoms, Father, meet their financial needs. God, we ask spiritually that you give us eyes to see, ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. God, that we will be doers and not hearers only of your word. Stir us up, oh God. Father, many of us, the word has lain dormant. But God, I pray that you stir up the word, God, and let your word have free course in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you, Father, to let your healing virtue flow from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. You are the God that healeth us, Lord God, and by your stripes we are healed. Oh, God, let your healing virtue flow, Lord God. Touch us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, if you touch us, God, oh, Father, we ask you to touch us today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Regulate our minds. Keep our minds stayed and fixed on you, oh, God, to keep us in perfect peace, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, everything that concerns us, children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, what's going on in the world, oh, God, we ask you to perfect those things which concern us, God. Bless our children, our grandchildren, our families, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, our desire, like yours, is that none should perish, but all come to repentance. God, we ask you to save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just ask you to let mercy and grace abound. God, I pray that this be a new beginning for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because our hope is in you, Lord God. Our hope is in the Lord, Father, that morning by morning your mercies are new. Father, that great is your faithfulness, and, God, that your compassion faileth not. So, God, you know every need we have, Lord God. We're looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith. And so, God, we thank you that you promised, Lord, that our leaf would not wither in our old age, Lord God, that we will bring forth fruit. And, Father, I pray that our fruit would be multiplied 30, 60, 100-fold, God. Let it be multiplied, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, I pray that the older women, Lord God, that we would rise up. You say the older women to teach the younger women. Oh, God, help us to teach the younger women, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we just thank you today, God. Father, truly, if it hadn't been for you, God, we couldn't walk, we couldn't talk, we couldn't see. But, God, whatever state we in, God, we thank you that we can be content in that you are our Lord and Savior, that you are the Lord that reigneth, O God. And, Father, we thank you today, God. Father, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough for your mercy and grace. And so, God, we want to be with the 24 elders who cried, holy, holy, holy. God, we want to praise you all of the rest of the days of our lives. And let the fruit of our lips be thanksgiving, because you promised us that you would never leave us, you'll never forsake us. And, Father, that we have the victory through you, and that no matter what happens, that you work everything out for our good, because we love you and we are called according to your purpose. And so we say, be it unto us according to your purpose, your plan, and your will for our lives. And so, God, we just ask you today to give us strength unto the battle, and thank you that you're teaching our hands to war. And so we say with the fruits of our lips that we give you thanksgiving today. And, God, we bless you, we honor you, we praise you, we magnify and exalt your name together. And we say to God be the glory, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I tell you what, she's a skillful woman in prayer, a prayer warrior. Thank you so much, Sister Annette Brown. That was an awesome, powerful prayer for the senior citizens. And may God bless you abundantly throughout all the days of your life. May he add to your life more years, more years, more years. We thank God for you. That was an awesome, blessed prayer. Thank God. Amen. While we're continually singing songs of joy and praise unto our God, we have Jackie Travis on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. That's Minister Donna Hawkins' cousin, and they are close kin, so I thank God for them. Family. Good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm doing okay. I'm doing great.
Amen. Amen. Sound like you blessed the Lord. You on this side of the earth, the dirt.
That's right. Every day you wake up on the other side of the grave, it's a good day. It's a
good
day.
Well, what are you going to sing today for Senior Citizens Day?
Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down.
How's Minister Huggins? Is he out of the hospital?
That's who I was calling on the phone earlier when I was on and clicked off to see how he was doing, if he wanted to sing. But he was eating his breakfast, so I told him we'll get him next time, and we were still praying for him.
Amen.
So that, I told him, he said, thank you for praying for him. He's feeling much better. So that's great.
God is faithful.
Yes, he is. He's great. Thank you. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Lord, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down, I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burdens down. Lord, I feel better, so much better, if I lay my burdens down. Every round goes higher and higher, since I lay my burden down. Lord, every round goes higher and higher since I laid my burden down. Friends don't treat me like they used to. Lord, if I lay my burden down, Lord, friends don't treat me like they used to. If I lay my burden down, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down, Lord, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, Lord, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We all got to lay our burdens down. We should not be weighed down, heavy burden, by cares of this world. They come to choke us out. But we thank the Lord for Jackie. That was an awesome song. Since I laid my burdens down. Yeah, we got to lay every burden down. You know, we got to lay them at Jesus' feet because we can't carry them. He didn't put us here on the earth to carry all these burdens that we go through, the burdens of, you know, jobs and families and stuff going on in our bodies. He did. No, he made a way where there's seemingly no way. He's given us victory in Jesus. And you know what? We got to trust in him. Trust in him that he's going to bring it through. So lay your burdens down. I'm laying mine down right now at his feet, and I'm not going to pick them up no more. Well, we are thanking the Lord for you, Jackie. That was awesome. Thank God for the songs of praise unto him this morning. We are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Well, this morning we were looking for Miss Ludell. I don't think she's on yet. So she may come on. She may join us this morning. So right now, we're going to call on Glory Dean Charlotte from New Orleans, Louisiana, to sing and praise the Lord. Good morning, Glory Dean. How are you?
Good morning. Doing fine. Thank you.
Amen. Yes, amen. I'm... Well, is it still raining in New Orleans?
No, right now. We are sunshine is coming out. I can see it's coming out. Early today. Early. It's coming out. We had a beautiful day yesterday and another beautiful day today. No rain.
Oh, crazy. What are you going to sing and play for us this morning?
I think I'll do My God is Real.
Oh, yes, indeed. My God is Real. All righty, be ready.
Something. I
Not be on right now, but we praise God anyhow.
Karen Itell is going to play another song of praise unto the Lord. What you going to play, Karen?
Unworked Christian Soldiers.
All right. Of the Lord, and we are moving forward in His army. Well, Minister Stacy is on. I couldn't hear her. She just called me just now. So, Minister Stacy, are you on? Minister Stacy, we couldn't hear you. Hello? All right. Well, maybe she'll catch the connection in a little while. As we continue on, we thank the Lord for the songs this morning, Victory in Jesus. We will trust in the Lord for until we die. Glory, 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 since I laid my burdens down. My God is real and awesome. Lord, this morning for what He's done and what He's about to do. All right, well, we praise God for songs unto Him. Well, you know what? God loves His children, and He calls some to be apostles and prophets and pastors and evangelists and teachers. Well, we have one that she's just about all of them. So, but I call her evangelist. She's a prophet, and I mean, God has gifted her so much. You know, it says, to whom much is given, much is required. So much is required of this woman of God. She's Evangelist Meadows from Jacksonville, Florida. She was born elsewhere, I believe, but she's a mighty prophet, a servant of the Most High God. She's anointed to teach, preach God's word, to set the captive free, to heal the brokenhearted. And I thank God for her this morning. She's, like I said, a mighty woman of God. I met her about a year ago at a church here in Jacksonville. And I tell you what, she's on fire for the Lord. Good morning, Evangelist Meadows. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm great. I'm great. Thank God for this morning. Thank Him for our lives hid in Him. And thank God for Bible Storyland this morning. We greet all in Jesus' name, and we love the Lord, and we thank God for this senior day. Amen. So I find some scripture to let you know that we are still on the battlefield for the Lord as long as we honor Him and love Him, that as being seniors, we'll be righteous and we'll flourish like the palm tree. How about that?
Amen.
Palm tree was, amen. Palm tree was standing, and when the wind come and blow, if a storm come, it would just bow over, bow one way and the other, but it still stand. So we thank God for Senior Day, and we know that as we being seniors, we are here by the grace of God. The summer cut short and gone on before us. But God, we have a legend to leave for our young people, for our children and our neighbors' children and for grandchildren and for great-grandchildren. We thank God today for the seniors because we are here for a reason. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. So we know, hallelujah, how to serve God. We were taught how to serve him. Those that was not taught as they grew older, that Jesus did, he grew older in wisdom and in knowledge as God taught him. So we are the same. We grow older in knowledge as God taught us. So we thank God for Senior Day. Thank God for Sister G for inviting us. We just give God praise this morning. So, you want me to go further?
Yes, ma'am. Let God have his way.
Amen. You know, it's my first time on the radio ministry, but we love the Lord. And we want to sort of talk to you this morning about what the qualification and the things of a senior and how we are to lead our children and our grandchildren. We find in the Word of God that, and we, I got on the, in my Bible dictionary, I looked up the word age last night. In fact, I did earlier this week. And I find that the meaning of an old age is a natural process of human growing older. And according to the Bible, we gain respect, we gain, that's a part of life's cycle. So we went to Psalm 90, we went to Psalm 90, if I can find it right here, and 10. And we find the Bible says the day of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 40 years, yet is our strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who know the power of God's angel? Talking about who knows the power of God's angel. Even according to their fear, so is thy wrath. So the Word of God telling us today to teach us, telling God to teach us the number of days that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. So we know we have to redeem this time and serve God, and we have to live a legacy before our children and something they can talk about. Oh, my grandmama was good. Oh, my mother was good to us. She lived a life. She lived a life in Christ Jesus. So we find today that we are to live unto God and know that God will take care of us as we grow older in age. He kept Joshua. Amen. He kept Joshua. Even in his old age, we're going to find that Joshua 13, and I believe that's Joshua 13 and 11. We're going to find that. Don't want to take up too much of your time, but we just love the Lord this morning, and we thank God. Hallelujah. I've heard this wonderful song of Zion this morning, and thank God for one song that I really love is God is Real. In my early days, I used to sing that song every time I would get up in church, and I would sing that song, God is real. Yes, God is real. For he is real within me. Praise the Lord. Well, we love him this morning. And I believe I'm finding it. Joshua. And it said, Joshua 13:1, it said, Joshua was old and stricken in age. And the Lord said unto him, thou art old and stricken in age, but there remaineth yet very much land to process. So we know that even in Joshua's older days, he didn't have no arthritis to keep him from going. He didn't have no dimness of eyes to keep him from going. But God yet gave him strength to still fight to possess the land that he had set before him. And he was able to do that. We find that even sometime in our days, we say, oh, Lord, I can't get up in the morning. I can't holler. Talk about seniors now. Oh, my knees hurt it. And this and that. But if we stay in the word of God, in the way of God, he will heal our bodies. He'll keep us healed. That we'll be able to do his will and go when he asks us to go. So, all in that. So now, even in Joel, it tells us that in our days, God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Amen. And the sons and the daughters shall prophesy. The old men shall dream dreams, and the young men shall see visions. So we all have a part in God. We all have a part, young and old. In order for the young to grow up to obey God, we got to be in that position. We got to be in that position to raise them up in the fear of the Lord. So I'm so glad that I was raised up in the fear of the Lord. And I was saved maybe around the age of 17 and haven't gotten tired yet. Hallelujah. So we love the Lord today, and we appreciate all those that are listening, and appreciate our dear sister, Sister G, in the name of Jesus, and pray that you forever keep this going, because I listen here and I enjoy it. Thank the Lord. It's the first time on Bible Storyland I listen, but I listen at the prayer for the children. And we got to continue to pray for our children, our grandchildren, because this world is in a turmoil now. And the devil is he's in a battle with the spirit of man, the spirit of God. And he fights that spirit within us who are led by the spirit of God. So we give God praise this morning. I got one more scripture that I want to say this morning as we leave. We give it back over to our sister. It's Timothy, 2 Timothy, and the first verse where Paul had was like a father to Timothy, and he was telling him as he go about doing the great works of God, he told him, he said, now, I recall to remember the faith that is in thee. He was raised up with faith in God by his grandmother. First, you see that he mentioned grandmother first, Lois. So undoubtedly, and his mother Eunice, he said, undoubtedly, Timothy was raised by his grandmother and his mother, that he would grow up in the fear of the Lord. That made him a great warrior and a preacher of the gospel. We love the Lord today, and we thank you for abiding with us. And I want to mention that we are praying for our pastor's wife, Sister Lois Anderson. She lost her sister. So we pray that God is is with them and comforting them at this hour. In the name of Jesus, where Sister's funeral was today, we love God for them, and we pray that God would strengthen her in her bereavement time. And his son, Earl, his wife lost her aunt last week, so they had her funeral on yesterday. We pray that family is comforted this morning by God. Thank you, Sister G.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Meadows. I thank God for the word. Don't go anywhere. We want you to help us when we come to prayer time. So I thank God for the word that she spoke to us this morning about God teaching us to number our days. You know, sometimes we think we got forever to live. We think we're not going nowhere. But we got to remember that our days are numbered by God. We don't know the day nor the hour when he may call us to come to stand before him in the judgment. And I pray that each one of us are saved on here, so when we stand before him in the judgment, he can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And, you know, some people have gone on and they weren't saved. But we have time now to get, you know, to be saved. So I thank the Lord this morning for salvation. Well, we have Miss Lou Dell on with us from Applin, Georgia. She's our youngest member. I think she's almost 94 by now. Good morning, Miss Liddell.
Good morning. How are you? Oh,
we're
93.
Whoa.
Praise God.
93.
All right. Is it chilly in Applin this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Still in Applin. Almost about to get ready.
All right, all right. Well, you're going to sing that song for us this
morning? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what you going to sing?
I'm going to sing this little light of mine. I want it to shine all down in Jacksonville. I want it to shine. This little light of mine, you know, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, you know, I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, no, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, you know, I'm going to let it shine, really. Everywhere I go, you know, I'm going to let it shine, really. Everywhere I go, you know, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, you know, I'm going to let it shine, well, it. All in my home, you know, I'm going to let it shine. Well, all in my home, you know, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, yeah, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All down in Florida, I'm going to let it shine. Well, all down in Florida, I'm going to let it shine. Really, all that in Florida, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Tell you what, listen to that strong, powerful voice. We thank you so much for coming on. I know you got things to do today, but we
yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your servant, Miss Ludell Garnett, oh God.
Thank
Lord,
you, Lord.
You've had her on the battlefield a long time. You've
strengthened her
in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen her on every hand. And Lord, she knows her day, how to number her day. She's valued every day. Every
yes.
day, given every month, every year. 93
yes.
years she's had to praise you. 93
thank
years
you.
She's given to worship you. So we thank you for her health. Oh, God, we thank you for her strength, and we thank you, Lord God, that you would never leave her, never forsake her. out with her family today. Bless her entire family, her children,
God.
Her grandchildren, her great-grand, and
yes.
the great-grand, and the great-great-grandchildren. And so, yes. Father,
Lord.
Be saved, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for this mighty woman of God that you called.
Thank you, Lord.
Your very elect daughter. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We still have Minister Stacy on. She was trying to call in. Minister Stacy, can you can we hear you talk now? Let me see if we can hear you. Barely. Can we hear you? She's trying to come in, but her phone got wet, and so we can't hear her this morning. But we'll look forward to you coming on again next week, Minister Stacy. Well, you know what? God wants us, no matter what age, to be saved. God loves
That's right.
us, his people. He does not want us to perish. And, you know, he wants us. I'm sorry, Karen. He don't want any of us to be lost. You know, he want us to be saved.
Amen.
He wants us to have eternal life. He don't want us to die and go away from him. He want us to come towards him. So while we're on this side of life, we got to say, Lord, we want to be saved. So everybody who's not saved, on Bible Storyland, press 1. You know, God said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. And so this morning we're thanking God for eternal life. And if you are not saved, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation.
Amen.
All right. Well, I thank God that he has saved every one of us on Bible Storyland, and let's pray for our families to be saved. Lord, every one of our family members who have not come to you, we ask you, Lord, to draw them by your Holy Spirit. Offer them salvation, oh God. Father, we want every one of our family members to be saved. We don't want anybody to be lost. You don't want anybody to be lost either. So we're thanking you this morning. Father, we know backsliding is not an option. We're going to press forward in you. We're getting closer to you with each passing day, and we're going to stay in the secret place. We're not going to be prodigal sons and daughters. We're going to press forward in you, Lord Jesus. Well, it's testimony time. I know Brother David is on here. He got a burning testimony this morning. Good morning, Brother David. Let me see where you are. Hold on. I'm going to put you on live. He was on here a few minutes ago. Let me see. I'm still looking. Press 1 for me, Brother David. He's still on. All right. He may have had to go. I don't see him on here. But he and his wife were on here for a while. So I thank God for you. All right. So anyway, anybody else got a testimony? Press 1. Testimony time. Talk about the goodness of the Lord.
And Amen.
He's moving mightily. Testimony time. I know somebody got something good to tell that God has done in their lives. Even if it was just, he woke me up this morning, started me on my way.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I have a testimony. You know, I work with the children every day in the public schools, and I thank God for the opportunity. Our children are growing by leaps and bounds, and many of them don't know Jesus. Many of them do not attend a church anywhere. But we have to keep praying that the Lord will draw them so that they can tell their families. Some of their fathers and mothers not saved. But I thank God for the opportunity to go in the classroom with them. And, you know, many of them are hungry, hungry for God. I remember one day I was sitting in a room with another teacher with the students, with her students, and one child, I was sitting there, I had a book that I had opened. He said, "What you reading, the Bible?" Now, it wasn't the Bible, but that's how they look at me. I didn't mention the Bible. I didn't mention God to him, but they know the Spirit of God on somebody. So they
Amen.
The Spirit of God on me. So I thank God that they know when you're evil. They know when you're godly. Children have a great discernment. Many of them can discern, you know, just like Daniel during his day. He had great discernment. Even David, he had great discernment. He could say, "Oh, wait a minute. One of my sheep then strayed off." He knew, but he had discernment. So we got to pray for discernment, that the Lord would show us things that are, you know, going on around us and things we need to pray for. So I thank God for the children. Many of them, like I said, don't know God, so we got to pray for their salvation. They need to know God, but now many of them do. Many of them go to church. As a matter of fact, when I went to Evangelist Meadows Church with Pastor Anderson, one of the little girls at the school, one of the schools where I was, she came up and hugged me. She said, "I know you, Miss G." So when I see her during the week, sometimes she'll say, "I didn't see you at our church Sunday." I said, "Yeah, I know. I'm coming back to visit." So they pay attention now. You may think they don't pay attention, but the children pay attention to everything. Even conversations, you be tired to talk over their head, they understand it better than you think they do. So be careful what you say about them, what you say to them, because God loves his little lambs, the children. Well, I believe Minister Stacy is on here now. Minister Stacy, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
All right, good. Well, we have, you got on? What are you going to sing this morning?
Nobody Greater.
All right, we're ready. The girls don't sing
Nobody
with you.
Nobody Greater.
Nobody Greater. Let me get them with me.
Oh. Hallelujah. Nobody Greater. She's right. Our God. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So I thank God. Let me know when you get ready, Minister Stacy.
We're ready. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Jabria and Bianca, how y'all doing? Huh?
They doing good.
Good. How was school this week?
Great.
All right, y'all. But we about ready to get out of school, huh?
You ready to eat?
Yeah.
Yes. So summertime is coming up. Y'all got to go to the library and get some books about God. Yeah, you can. Your mama can get you some storybooks. They sell them in Dollar Tree about different Bible characters. And I'm going to have to buy y'all a Bible and get your name printed on it.
That'll be nice.
Huh?
That'll be nice.
All right, all right. So go ahead, we're ready to hear y'all sing this morning.
Sing all over, cause I love God. I look high and low, still can't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Search all over, couldn't find nobody. I look high and low, still can't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all my
Mighty are the works of your hands.
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 Your name is above all names.
Your name is above all names.
You're worthy of all my praise. Mighty are the works of your hands.
Mighty are the works of your
hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all my praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all my praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. 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 Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody, nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody, nobody, nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody, nobody, nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody greater.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for a mother who's training her children up the way they should go. Nobody's greater. When they grow up, they're going to always remember that nobody is greater than God. And when they get into a situation, they're going to call on the name of the Most High God. When things start in their lives, their grades or whatever, they're going to call on the name of the Most High God. So I thank God for the parents who teach the children the way they should go, train them up in the
Amen.
Way that nobody's greater.
Amen.
You know, we've
they're
had
They're going to be singing today at Warrior Court. With Apostle G at 12, they're gonna be sitting on their youth conference today.
Explain it to me again. Give me that again.
At Warrior Court, Apostle G, Gina, they're gonna be singing today at her program at 12:00.
Okay, you're talking about my aunt, Apostle G.
Yeah, Apostle G. Yes, your aunt.
Okay, so there's a youth program there today, and your girls are gonna be singing there.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Well, I thank the Lord. I also have another announcement. I'm going to be going this afternoon at 4 p.m. to Temple of Fire Deliverance Ministry. I have to be the mistress of ceremony for their praise and worship musical today. So you all invited both places, my aunt's church at Royal Tabernacle House of Praise, and I can't remember the address right now, but you all invited there as well. So I thank God for the things that will be going on, especially including our children. You know, we got to include the children in service. You know, sometimes they be sitting on the bench, they be bored. We don't sing songs that's going to help them or pull them into the service. We just sing adult songs. And they just get bored, and some of them get into mischief. You have to include
Amen.
Them as well. You know, when Jesus was out doing ministry, a lot of times, you know, children were there. Even the little boy who had the lunch, he had the five loaves and two pieces of bread. And then also there were, during the time the apostle said, Jesus, those children trying to come, their parents wanted to go. He said, let the children come. He said, leave them alone. Let them come. He said, they're part of my kingdom. Don't stop the children. Suffer little children come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Now, you know, in their ignorance, they just didn't know no better. So sometimes in our ignorance, we just keep the children aside and we don't mention them. We don't acknowledge them. They just sit there. They may feel like nobody, but they are worthy. They are great in the kingdom of God. Jesus laid hands on them. He blessed them. We got to do the same thing. You know, many children come to church on Sundays, and during the week, they in trouble. Many, I saw recently the child was strung out on drugs, about 14 or 15. Got the nose stuff going on, got the twitches in the body, all drugs. There ain't nothing but the drugs on the inside of them. Young child, 14 or 15, full of drugs. Thought I didn't know it, but I prayed for him. He thought I didn't know what was going on with him, but I did. He was full of drugs. We got to search it out. We got to find out. Our children say, oh, Ma, I don't feel good. Well, what's the matter? Oh, Dad, I don't feel good. Well, what's the matter? Take them to the doctor. Give them drug tests. Give them all kind of tests to see what's going on with them. Because there's much going on with our children. You may not know the symptoms of what drugs look like, but many of them are high on drugs.
She be pray for everybody.
You talking to me, Minister Stacy? You talking to me?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize I got on phone. I ain't got the phone on mute. I apologize.
No problem.
Let me get it. Right. Put the mute on.
We are getting ready for prayer. Anybody who wants prayer, press 1. Press 1. If you're already on live, you can just state your prayer request.
Amen. This is Pastor Meadows. I want prayer for continuation in the Word of God, continuation in living for the Lord, continuation of teaching me the way of Him. In the name of the prayer for my family, my children. I have 6 children, and I don't know how many grands or how many great grands, but pray for those that God will forever keep them in under His wings in the name of Jesus. As we know that we are the older age and we are to raise our children. So pray that we'll be in that position, living the life that God will lead them after us as being senior citizens. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. Thank you.
Amen. Sister G?
Yes.
Okay. If you pray for me, pray for health, and pray for my my husband, my children. Pray all strength in the Lord. Pray for my sister Pam and my sister Tina, and pray for my cousin Pearl. Pam's still in hospital. Continue pray for her and Pearl. And just pray for our family, that family get closer, that they come closer. Amen. And just pray God can bless my business. Amen. Bless my business. Everything that He's given me, that I'll be able to use all these gifts. In the name of Jesus. Amen. But, yeah, really special prayer for myself. Let it be some warfare and character and everything. But, amen. That's it.
All right. Anybody else? Prayer request.
I need prayer request for Jackie. For my senior citizens. Yes, for my senior citizens, for my family, for me to be a little patient with my family and all, and to pray for our family to come closer and to be strong. And as we come closer, to be strong with one another and to be understanding and help me to be understanding with my family when things don't go the way that we think they should go. Just pray for my understanding.
on things that go on. I pray for me to help me be stronger. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. All right, we're going to be going to the throne of grace in a few minutes. Anybody else? Prayer request, press 1. Sometimes people say, I press 1, you ain't see it. I'm looking. All right, hold on. Somebody press 1. Hold on 1 second, please. Nope, don't see it now. I did see somebody on here, a 281 number. I don't see it now. I don't know what happened. 281. Okay, here it is right here. Hold on. Good morning, 281.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, Karen, you came back on. Okay. All right, anybody else?
Pray for the people in Boston, Baltimore and Boston,
okay.
All of the states up there.
Yeah, right.
All right. Okay. All righty. Well, Evangelist Meadows, if you could help me pray, I'm going to pray for Minister Donna Hawkins, her mother-in-law, the Hawkins family. And if you could pray for Jackie Travis, her family, drawing stronger and closer and a greater understanding and more knowledge of God's ways. And then I'll give you another one. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for families. You created fathers. You created husbands, you created mothers and wives, oh God. And Lord, I thank you for the husbands and the wives and their marriage and drawing them closer to you. And their marriage should be like Christ and the church. Oh God, how you love the church, Lord Jesus, and you gave yourself for it. So I pray the husbands would love their wives and give themselves for their wives and that the wives will be in submission unto their mates and their husbands will be in submission to their wives and they would submit themselves first unto you, O God. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the families that you created in your image. We pray, Lord God, for Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins, and the entire Hawkins family. We ask you to console them in the loss of family members, strengthen the family unit. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, draw them closer with you, closer with each other. And we just bless you today. We honor you today. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving because you are awesome in all your ways. You are mighty. You are holy. And we are thanking you, Lord, even as the Hawkins family travel from city to city and state to state, give them traveling mercy and grace in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We pray for Jackie and her family. We thank God for them this morning. And God, we ask you to have mercy on their family. God, help her to keep raising her children up in the fear of you. God, we pray that her husband be loyalty to her as you have made him a man of God. Father, we pray for those that need you in their life today. In Sister Jackie's family, God, those that are not saved, God, we ask that you save them. Through her life, God, as she live unto you, God, we ask that you let her loved ones see her life in you and that they will follow after her in the name of Jesus. Not after her flesh, but, God, after the spirit that's dwell in her. We thank you this morning, God, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for Evangelist Meadows, the mighty woman of God you called to bring forth the word today. We thank you for that mighty word that she brought to seniors, that we would think about the measure of our days, oh God, that we would glorify you, we would praise you even in our old age, and that we would be healthy even in our old age. We would call on your name, and even those who are not saved, oh God. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the Anderson family consolation. Pray that you soul them in the name of Jesus and the loss of their family member. And both family members, Lord God, Sister Anderson's lost her sister and the aunt that died. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to continually bless the family, comfort them, strengthen them on all sides, oh God. And, Lord, I pray for Evangelist Meadows that she would continue in righteous living and that you would draw her closer. You would give her more knowledge, more wisdom, more understanding of who you are. And as she grow closer, she will grow stronger in you. I thank you for her health and her strength. I thank you for everything you're doing on her behalf. And I thank you, excuse me, God, that she will stay close with you. You will give her a greater measure of discernment, and you would keep her on the path of righteousness. She would have sharp discernment. She would know when you say go right, go right. She would know when you say go left. She would be so close to you, Lord God, that she would be sensitive to your spirit morning, noon, and night. Even when you wake her up in the middle of the night for prayer, she would pray for those who you're asking her to pray for, oh God. And, Lord, I just thank you for her children, her six children and her grands and great-grands and great-grands, even those to be born, that they would know you in the pardon of their sins, that they would follow you all the days of their lives. They would praise you, honor you, and bless you, and teach their children. Oh, God, like you said in Deuteronomy, oh, God, draw all of our families closer to you, closer with each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Meadows, would you pray for Stacy and her family? She's wanting a closer walk. Pray for her husband and her children and her sister who's in the hospital.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the gap now for your daughter, Stacy. In the name of Jesus, the one that sung, "Nobody is greater," with her and her girls, God. We ask now that you would draw her and her husband closer together as you draw us unto you as close as you. God bless him where he was. Do as you said, love your wife as you love yourself, even as Christ loved the church. God, give him that love that he will love his wife as you have loved the church in the name of Jesus. We pray for the sister that's in hospital nowadays, today, God. We ask now that you would, hallelujah, you tell us to go and visit the sick. And we always ask you to go, but God, we send the word today. In the name of Jesus, we cannot go, but we ask. You give us power to send the word, as you did to in the word of God, that you said to the man of God that came to you and wanted his son healed. You told him, hey, if you just believe the word, that your son is healed. God, we send the word to her sister today. If she just believe and stand on the word, she is healed right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that Sister Jackie continue in the word of God, that she would be a mother that would lead her children continually, that she would be a chaste housekeeper at home, and for she to be obedient and good to her own husband in the name of Jesus. As you grow now to them both, we ask now in the name of Jesus that you would bless their home, bless their children in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask right now that you would bless them in the singing where they're going to go this afternoon to Royal Tabernacle with Apostle G in the name of Jesus. We ask that a blessing upon them as they sing to the glory of God. Oh, it's so much, God, that we are asking to do that words can't express right now. But we ask in the name of Jesus that our spirit will utter more blessing for them. In Jesus' name we pray. And we give you glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. Would you say a closing prayer for us, Evangelist Meadows?
Praise God. Amen. Lord, as we come to the closing of this Bible Storyland, God, we pray that you will keep the older men and the older women dwelling in the kingdom of God, that they will see the children and bless the boys and the girls that are playing in the street, that they will see them and lead them and have give a life for them to follow after the name of Jesus. As Sister G has both said, that one little girl see the life in her and thought that she would read the Bible. But God, we ask that you would do that in all our life as aged men and women, that you will continue to have the aged men be sober and control their temper, sound in faith. Give them that special love, spiritual love, God, that they will give unto the children. To aged women, likewise, that they will be, that behavior become holy unto you, that our children would see us and see the good work, that they will begin to glorify you in the name of Jesus. Even those aged women, God, teach us to be holy unto you and no false accusers, but be good teachers in the way of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, God loves you so much. He is our shepherd, who we can call on daily. He loads us up with benefits. He commands us to obey him. So obey means to do what he asks you to do. We love you, but God loves you even more. So he's all-loving. He's wise. He's a compassionate God. But guess what? He chastens those he loves. You know, when we do
Amen.
The wrong path, he chastens us. So I look forward to hearing from each of you next Saturday. It's May the 9th. It will be Family Day. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I love you, but you already know God loves you more.